We welcome our guest, Angel Taylor. Angel, how are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I am doing good. Folks probably remember you from Trinity 5-7.
Yes, absolutely.
Before we get into Angel Taylor, how was that experience?
That was an awesome experience. Lasted about 18 years. And, you know, we had a great time. We didn't know what to expect going into it, but, you know, it was a long and awesome ride, and we're very thankful for what God, you know, did, the work that he did through us, you know, and through Trinity 5-7.
Now, you're from New Orleans?
I am, yes.
Okay. And most people, when they think of New Orleans, they think of jazz music.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Why not jazz music?
I've never been a jazz artist, although I do love jazz music. I don't know. I didn't have a plan, honestly. I ran into Chanel one day, and she asked me if I wanted to be a part of a gospel group, and I said yes. That's really how that decision was made.
Okay. What is Angel Taylor doing today?
Well, I am focusing on my solo music. I'm very excited about that. Very excited about my new single, Still God. And I'm just kind of having tunnel vision right now. And, you know, just driven to get this project out and allow people to hear it. You know, this has been my focus for about the past year or so.
Are you nervous doing a solo project when you were with a group for so long?
No, I wouldn't say nervous. It's more, you know, I'm excited. There is a lot more riding on my back, of course, you know. So I don't, you know, I don't want to make any mistakes, but we all make mistakes. And I think the reward is even greater, knowing that you put your whole heart and your full effort into it and you know, we're able to make all the creative decisions. I think it's a bit more rewarding.
How hard is this business? Because, you know, a lot of folks I run into, they see the glamour of the business, and they don't really see the hard work that goes into this business. What would you say to them?
I would say that there's definitely a balance between the work. Well, no, it's not a balance. There's definitely more work than there is glamour, I would say.
Okay.
But yeah, but I mean, it's worth it. If it's what you love, it's definitely well worth it. Worth the effort. Gotta love it though.
Okay. Speaking of Love Angel, tell us about that.
Well, Love Angel is my new project, and it's all about love. I wanted to talk about the different aspects. I wanted to talk about my relationship with God, my romantic love, falling in love, falling out of love, being brokenhearted, all of those different places that love takes you. I wanted to cover as much as I possibly could on this CD and just make it about that. So that's what I did, and that's why it's titled Love Angel.
What was Week all about?
Week is about being in a relationship and knowing that it's not where you are supposed to be. It's not the perfect, it's not the right relationship for you, but not having the strength at that point to be able to walk away from it.
That
sums up Week.
Okay. Your new single, as you mentioned, Still God. Tell us about that.
Well, Still God, compelled to write because of all that I've been through in the past couple years, God has proven to me that no matter what happens, he is still God and he's still there and he's always providing and making sure I'm okay. He cares about the small things and has shown me time and time again that no matter how imperfect I am, he's still perfect. And there's nothing I can do to change the way that he feels about me. So that's where Still God came from.
What other songs would a listener be interested on Love Angel?
I, you know, I, something that, you know, people will be able to relate to. I have a song called Half on a Heart that also talks about relationships being unbalanced and, you know, not getting what you need and what you've contributed to the relationship back in return. You know, I don't know. I talked to a lot of women my age, and, you know, I was going through my heartbreak, and I felt like I was the only one, and I felt so alone. And, you know, it took me talking to other women and realizing, oh, okay, it's not just me. Other people have been here, and it seems like it's going to last forever. But, you know, time heals and God heals all wounds. So I don't know. I think there's just, you know, there's an array of subject matter and different types of songs on there. So I think there'll be something for everyone.
You mentioned your love for ministering to women. Mm-hmm. How important is it to minister to young ladies?